says, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
When our nation's chief executive is about to deliver his State of the Union address, the House Sergeant at Arms introduces him this way. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States. Introducing our president is a unique and high privilege, but far higher and greater is the privilege of introducing others to Jesus Christ, the one who can save us from our sins and give us an eternal hope. Why do we do that from behind a pulpit, in a family circle, or as a fellow employee? The privilege is huge. The Apostle Paul was so overwhelmed with the privilege of sharing such a life-changing gospel message that he burst out saying, "Who is sufficient for this?" He was comparing the privilege to the scene when a Roman general returned from victory over an enemy. As the general entered the city, people burned incense in praise of their idol gods for the general's victory. Paul realized that the effect of sharing the gospel had a far greater effect than praise for an earthly victory. That's because the gospel gives life and lasting hope to all who accept it. Paul was overwhelmed with joy to think that he could be God's agent in sharing a message that prepared people for eternity, even as it empowered them to live productively right here on earth. That is the same joy we can have when we share the good news about Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com